Cramp. Oh, should have danced. All right. Turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. No, chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he did what? God so loved the world that he did what? Okay, if you got that in your Bible, you can see what I can see. All right, let's look at it then. For God so loved the what? Christian folk? People that had it all together. Amen. For God so loved the world, and at that time the world wasn't worth loving. Amen. That time the world had nothing to offer, nothing to give. Amen. But yet, the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, he loved us. A lot of times when we think about love, and it's Christmas time, amen, that's the beginning of Christmas right here. For God so loved the world that he gave. Wasn't based, didn't say that the world did so much that God had to reward them. The world did so much good, you know, that they deserved to be paid. God had so much love within himself. Amen. Because he had love, he had to give. Some said the root of love is always manifested in giving. Amen? Always. Doesn't get much better. You can kiss all you want to, hug all you want to, write all the sweet poems you want to write, do all those other things, but love is manifest. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In giving. Love is manifest in sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, no greater love hath any man. Somebody say, top love. That he would do what? Lay down his what? Life for a friend. Many times we don't even want to give up our seat. Many times we don't want to give up our time. So say, if you're going to get filled with love, say, if you're going to be filled with love, I'll tell you what, if you're going to be filled with God, let me get you hook you straight up real quick. If you're going to be filled with God, you're going to be filled with love. And love, in and of, and all by itself, whether you realize it or not, if you get that, if you get love on the inside of yourself, you're going to get giving on the inside of yourself. That's why I'm talking about it's Christmas time. Amen? Who said, giving is on the inside of me? Because God's on the inside of me. And I don't have to be afraid of it. Everybody say, the gift of giving. Grieve not the spirit of giving. There's a gift of giving. Someone say the grace of giving. Wow. You know, there's graces. How many of you like things when you, sometimes you feel like praising? Sometimes you don't. Sorry to say. But there are graces of things. There are graces that come over us. You know, we're easily influenced by the Holy Spirit to be open, to be led in certain areas. And in different points in our life, in different seasons in our life, there are graces of giving. And if we yield to that grace, you'll always reap the benefit of the grace of the gift of giving. Where would we be with? Where would we be without the grace of the gift of giving? I don't believe God would ever be able to get his job accomplished or his goals done unless his spirit was free to reign in people that had the gift of giving. So say, for God so loved the world, the best thing he could do was give. His greatest gift, his best gift, and that was his son. I tell you what, that's loving the hell out of some people, isn't it? That means that you can put goodness in a hellacious situation. And that goodness and that gift, some say the kindness and love, mercy of God leads men to what? Wow. So instead of him trying to pull out all the wrong and pull out, so often we're willing to rip off the wrong from people. You know, just take whatever they do wrong, you know, and work those things over. You know what? But you know what Jesus did, what God did? He gave Jesus, and I tell you what, when Jesus failed, some say he fails all in all. You put a little bit of Jesus there. You put a little bit of God there. You manifest God. There's not going to be too much room left for the devil. Amen? He said, I don't have to kick the devil off the planet. I'll just put Jesus there. Some said, I'll give Jesus. See, there are a lot of people said, I can just put this one out, this whole thing would start to run real smoothly, won't it? You know, if I could just get rid of this one, we'd be fine. But I tell you what, if Jesus shows up, he'll make the bad good. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the only, I'm sorry, that's all I got. Some say, that's it. Anybody think, well, I only got one left. I better hold on to it. He only had, somebody say, one. Yet, he gave. What an example, isn't it? What an example. What an example. It really teaches you about giving, doesn't it? So many times we think about giving, we think, you got to think about number one first, then whatever's left over, we can do it. Somebody say, Jesus wasn't the leftovers. He was the only. Oh, praise the Lord. He didn't tithe Jesus. He gave it all, 100%. Somebody say, amen. Amen. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody say hallelujah. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. But that the world through him might be saved. Somebody say saved in giving. And say, I was saved by a gift. Say it one more time. Saved by a gift. Not by what you deserve. I ain't never got nothing. I can't stand when Christmas come around. Everybody get something but me. This year, I'm going to think about me. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, what about me?
What about me?
Well, I tell you what, don't ever gripe about the gift of giving, because you were saved because somebody gave.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if I go broke giving, praise God, I was saved by giving. It's worth it. Amen. Somebody say it's a God thing. You just wouldn't understand. I was saved by giving. He would have never came unless he gave. Somebody say hallelujah. He would have never came unless he gave. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, we might just pick up something. I'm going to let you go tonight, but this is Christmas time. You might not want to hear this because y'all will go crazy shopping. Amen. You'll just put that little budget in the fireplace. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Somebody say hallelujah. Because you know what? That's how God flows. You plant that seed. Somebody say hallelujah. You release that gift. Not, don't be afraid of it. You just release the spirit. Amen? They call it, you have to get movies about it. Even the world gets it. You know, you see the Grinch and all that other stuff. Somebody say, you know, Santa Claus. You know, they all get all caught away. And, I want to give to everybody. I want to be a miser. But I tell you what, you want to see God move. The very first thing he always does before he cuts a covenant, before he moves, before he does anything, he looks for a seed and he gives it. Somebody say hallelujah. That first covenant that we've got. Somebody say the Abrahamic covenant that we've got. You know? Hallelujah. That covenant, you know, that Abraham offered what? Didn't he? Somebody say praise God. They found something. Somebody gave a son. And we reaped a ram. And we reaped Jesus. Because what? Somebody say saved. Because. somebody gave. And so I said, what are you talking about? I said, well, how can they be saved unless they hear the word? How can they hear the word unless somebody be sent? And sent doesn't mean you go over there. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't send the kid to the grocery store with nothing. You know, you can't do. Somebody say sent means you send them and you equip them to go to do what God wants them to do. Are we picking up anything? Where would we be without the gift of giving? Think about it. Think about your life. Think about whenever God did a great thing in you, or for you, and through you. Has anybody been rescued by the grace of giving? Think about it. Don't put it on. It wasn't just because somebody felt good. Somebody said, thank God that the gift. See, it's not about people. It's not. See, we got to get beyond. See, sometimes we just think, oh, that's just a generous person. Maybe so. Amen. But I tell you what, behind that generous person is Jesus. It's the grace of giving. It's the anointing to give, because you know what? We don't want to get up off of nothing. It's not in our nature until we're born again. Amen. And sometimes that old carnal man comes back. We want to hold on, keep it together. Amen. But Jesus is in the background someplace. And every once in a while, that anointing will get strong enough to motivate and shine through. Amen. And things happen whenever it does. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's not all about the singing. It's not all about the singing, the shouting, the preaching. It's not about all that other stuff. Somebody, there are lots of things that help, you know, get this message out, that help change the world, that get people healed. Amen. And some, I believe the first thing before all of that, somebody say, amen. For God so loved the world, first love, amen. And the first fruit of love. The first fruit of love is always given. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth in him. Somebody say, who believeth in him? And who is he? Who is he? Who is he that we are to believe? Somebody say, he is the gift. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You won't perish. If you believe in the gift, if you believe the gift came because somebody loved me when I wasn't worthy of being loved. Somebody out there loves me enough to give me, I tell you what, somebody loved me enough to give me their only son and have nothing left. All he had, Jesus, he gave it. And I tell you what, if you've got God that loves you enough to give you his best, you don't have it. How are you going to perish when somebody like that loves you that much? Whosoever would believeth in him, Jesus. There's a whole lot more behind that. Amen. You will not perish, but you'll get the revelation and start to experience everlasting life. Somebody say hallelujah. Then he gets in that thing. He sent him not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Saved by a what? A gift. We're not saved in and of ourselves, people. It's not by our righteousness. Glory to God. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about our works. It's not about our righteousness. It's not about all that other stuff. We're just simply saved because he gave a gift. And as many as that would receive that gift, amen, he gave them rights, becoming sons of God. God is good. Hallelujah. Some say, I believe,
in
giving.
Giving.
Hallelujah. Some say, I got over because somebody gave. And if God's going to get you over, listen to me. Somebody said, you pray for divine favor. Anybody ever prayed for favor? Oh, Lord, I pray that you give me favor. Favor for what? And you know, because when you have favor with people, When you have favor with people, when you have favor with both God and man, guess what happens? When you get favor with people, somehow, maybe, that grace of giving is going to be a little bit more manifest in that relationship because you have favor there, right? Hallelujah. Somebody say, God. The Bible says every good. How many of you learning anything tonight? You learn anything, you just think I'm running my mouth. You might just catch something and get a revelation and start to live on the gift of God other than your own works. Amen. God's trying to bless you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll get to the point, somebody say, I expect to reap. I expect to harvest, amen. I expect to receive the full measure of the grace of giving. Both give it, somebody say, I want to receive it. You want to walk through life, amen, you want to have God's Spirit get you. If God's going to bless you, he's going to give it to you.
Amen.
That's how God gets you over. You're not out here by yourself. God's looking for ways to bless you. Looking for ways to bring you over. Looking for ways to help you out, amen. He started it that way, and guess what? He's going to finish it that way.
Amen.
He's your supplier. Some say Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He's El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. But we're starting thinking about all the negative in the world and all the stuff the devil wants to do to us and all that we don't have. Instead of recognize somewhere out there, the Spirit of God gave.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say,
I have
the favor of God.
The favor of God.
It's God's will. Then I'd be blessed. Check out this. He said, listen, if you tithe and you do all those other things, he said, he'll bless you what? Pressed down, what? Shaking together, running over. Will men do what? What? Will men do what? Give back into your bosom. He'll cause that spirit of giving to start to get manifest on you. Some say it's God's will.
That
men give back. To me. That's scripture. Have you received that lately? Some say divine favor. How do you bust that wide open? Oh, glory to God. How do you bust that wide open? You find out what God has for you. And what God has for you most of the time is not necessarily a bunch of material stuff. You know, you can get that anytime. But what he has for you is a call. What he has for you is a passion. What he has for you is a ministry. What he has for you is partnership in his suffering. What do? You throw yourself into it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And as soon as you learn about that, you don't receive the fear. You don't allow the devil to beat you up. You don't allow the devil to destroy you. Amen. You got to discern who it is and what it is that God wants you to move in on. Amen. And what God wants you to love and start to move in that area. So say, give. When's the last time you gave? I think my birthday was this past week. Praise God, all of you did so good. I appreciate that, amen. And Christmas is coming up. But you know what? Sometimes I don't like birthdays and Christmases. You know why? It gives people an excuse to only give 3 times a year. Amen. Hallelujah. What would happen? Amen. If we lost our fear. And we're open just to sow. Some say, blessed to give into every what? Good work. How many of you think you could ever get there? Think you could ever get there? It's a lot more blessed to give, be able to give, than to be stuck up there trying to receive something. Amen? I tell you what, I'd be much happier today, amen, if I were looking for a bunch of ministries out there to give into. Amen? Then wondering about, well, how are we going? We got to receive this to get this bill paid, to get that bill paid. That's what God wants for us. Amen? That's what it really means when it says it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what that means. Amen? It's more blessed to be on the other side to where you're able to sow out other than you, the one with the need. How many tired of being the one on the other side? Amen? I'd rather have the other job any day. Amen? Some say, I'm going to be the quarterback. Amen? Why don't you stand up right where you are? And I want you to meditate on. Amen. You give out of your head. Amen. That's all you reap, nothing. All you be thinking about is how you're going to pay for it. Amen. But if you realize, some say there is. Some say there is a grace. There is a grace that you can love. Amen. That you can trust. Amen. You can, it's God. For God so loved the world that he gave. And from that moment on, hallelujah, that anointing's been rolling. Somebody say amen. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He's omnipotent. He, from that time forward, he's been given ever since. And everything about God's doing the same thing. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, start to pray. You're going to go Christmas shopping? Get in the Holy Ghost. Stop trying to impress people with big stuff and expensive stuff. Find a God thing. Find something from your heart. Pray in the Holy Ghost over it. Amen. And ask God that it might manifest. Amen. That gift that God the Father gave. Amen. Some say, my gifts are meant to save. Amen. Hallelujah. Start to pray right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying over every one of your. Some of you got some people in your life, family members, relatives. Some of you worried about, how am I going to take care of this? Some of you already decided you're going to take care. You're going to give nobody nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you what, you don't have to. God will provide seed for the sower. He'll open doors for you. Don't get in fear about, you know, I only got 2 weeks left. How am I going to do it? God will make a way. God wants to give. Let him do it through you. Open the door. Say, you do it for me, Father. Lord, I want to bless everybody. I might not have a dime. Not a penny, not a dime, not a nickel, but I'm going to open myself up that if God wants to bless 100 people, so be it. Through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what, you get off in that anointing, something's going to happen in your life. It won't happen overnight. It won't happen overnight. You get off in that anointing, something supernaturally is going to happen to you. We didn't tell you about the benefits that come from it. You allow God to do it through you, then he treats it like you did it yourself. Hallelujah. So right now I want you to cast the care of all that Christmas shopping on Jesus. Amen. Cast it all there. Amen. Say, I'm not willing to be impressed, and it's not my motivation that my gift would impress. I set myself free from that right now in the name of Jesus. I deliver you from that right now in the name of Jesus. Pressure and stress and all that, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. God gave the Son not to impress you, but to save you. Hallelujah. And your gifts will do the same thing. The gifts you give, whatever it is, God's going to speak to your heart. Some of you might learn to bake some cookies. Amen. Some of you, the gift would be to keep your cookies to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. But that gift that God gives you, believe from heaven, amen, that it will save. Amen. So many times God's been willing to move through your giving, but you've been caught up in the wrong spirit. Spirit of trying to impress. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. That you miss that grace that's meant to save. Amen. God will give people just what they need. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll give people what they need. How many of you believe in that? I'm sensing the anointing on that already. I'm sensing the anointing. Oh, y'all are the best givers. You know why? Because you're God givers. You're the best givers because you're God givers. Amen. You hear the Holy Ghost and you God opens doors for you. It's not about the value of things. You're out of here in 3 minutes. I gave a gift one time and got so upset. I thought the gift was all about the value of a piece of jewelry. So I sold a piece of jewelry away thinking that, you know, that, well, God's going to use the impression to bless somebody. See? We think to impress people really blesses people. Had nothing to do with the value because they could have bought it themselves. They just didn't know that. Amen? It was the thought and the spirit. Amen? That saved. Some say saving grace. Woo, hallelujah. Say it one more time. Saving grace.
Saving grace.
I release saving grace on you all right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray over you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you in Jesus' name. You're not going to make it by just on yourself. I pray that favor would open up for you. That men would start to give it and you start to get blessed. I pray over your Christmases. Don't you just get stuck in what you can make and all this other stuff. Open your heart and be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God wants to heal some people. Some of you ain't never been given nothing. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Father. God just wants to give it to you. He'll let you know he loves you. Say, I receive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We release it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, that anointing's on you. I release it to you right now. God send you out as vessels this Christmas season. Vessels and carriers of the anointing, carriers of the grace of God. Nothing will overshadow the greatest gift. Nothing. God so loving the world that he gave his son. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all be open. Ooh, glory to God. You be open. You be open to the opportunities that God wants to give you on your jobs. Amen. Hallelujah. And never think small things can come to you. Candy bars. Amen. Flowers. $2.99. Amen. If you listen to the Holy Ghost and do this, just the thing that it tells you to do, my God, somebody will get saved. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I love you, people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some say, God's going to give through me this season. Say it. Praise the Lord. Well, thank the Lord. Now that we preach that big old long message on the grace and the gift of giving, you have an opportunity to sow tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you sow is truly blessed. We've already been blessed before we started the service. I like it already. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, I know his anointing in this place. Amen. My gosh. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Listen to the Holy Ghost. He might just have you sow it anywhere. Amen. Take care home. Amen. But do what you got to do. Amen. If you need an offering envelope, amen. Ooh, somebody say, this is the year,
this is the year
of giving.
Of giving.
Ha, 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 ha.
Say it again. This is the year,
of giving.
Say it one more time. This is the year of giving. For me, I don't care what you make it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the year. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Kathy, we love you, honey. Take one of these poinsettias with you. Amen. Now let's see that I just shoved that other bush up there. Amen. Hallelujah. You be blessed. You take this one and give this one away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You take that one for yourself and give the other one away. Hallelujah. Did God talk to anybody else as we were praying here tonight that somebody that needed something? Amen. Did God talk to your heart? Did God tell anybody else? Amen. Amen. God didn't tell anybody else that somebody needed a poinsettia. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, sister, you're going to get another one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. You give it away, you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Give them away. Give them away. Or keep them for yourself, whatever God tells you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone said, well, what are we going to have for Christmas? Who gives her it? Amen. They'll come back. You have more poinsettias than you know what to do with. Amen. Watch. Whatever you sow, you'll reap. Watch what happens. You'll be sick of poinsettias. You'll have so many poinsettias. I know what I'm talking about. We're so confused, you get confused. Sow rings, you get rings. Whatever you sow is what you reap. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, I hope he gets them back by Christmas. Amen. It'll be July. We still go here with a bunch of poinsettias. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoever you're going to sow, you're giving them out to sow. Amen. Giving them out to sow. Keep it for yourself. Amen. That's all you have for Christmas is that poinsettia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise. Why don't y'all just pray and ask the Holy Ghost to do that for you? Get them things out of here. We don't need them in here. Get them out of here. Don't just be stupid about it. Don't flow in the anointing. Don't flow in it unless you need it. Listen to me. Don't sit up here and just take stuff to take home and die. Take it and bless people with it. We got Jesus. Need a bunch of flowers and bulbs and all this other stuff. Get it out there. That's $6 that you can save somebody with. Glory to God. Bless somebody with it. Hallelujah. If you need this, you got it. If not, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Like that jacket. Christmas Santa came early. Amen. That's that opposite Santa Claus song. You know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Say, I'm about
to be supernaturally
blessed. And I'm going to come out of this. Somebody's been in some stuff. The devil's had a trap for some people. Some of you are getting depressed about this season and then trying to wash it away. It'll be over after a while. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost has arrested you. Glory to God. And given you a supernatural assignment. It's going to be the greatest holiday you've ever had. God's going to bless you this year. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Something wonderful is going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Souls will be saved. Oh, restoration will come. Glory to God. Glory to God. Put a smile on your face and expect something great to happen. He's already started to move. Flow in the anointing. Glory to God. Christmas. Christmas means Christmas, which means anointed service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Christmas means anointed service. Roma, fellowship with the anointing. Fellowship with the anointing. That's what it means. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get to be here. Amen. We get to be here on Sunday morning. Let's just flow in the grace of God. Amen. Let's just be open to roll with it. Why not? Why not? Amen. Why not?
Let's experience. Now we know that on the 21st, is it? When are you going down to Lovejoy?
Saturday.
Saturday the 21st. Lovejoy, Caddy's taking all of us down there. Amen. We've been hearing all kinds of stories about Lovejoy. Amen. We're going to go down there. And so, amen. Ooh, I sense that. And cookies. She wants cookies.
We're doing a cookie swap Friday night before.
Amen. Y'all pray over those plants and sow them and watch what happens. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you help me. Hallelujah. I'm glad to get him out of here. Don't have to worry about watering them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Sit up here and have them die. Amen. Then after Christmas is over, you give them to people. They're going to take them back to the dumpster. Bless them and get them out there. Hallelujah. We love you. Hallelujah. Put on some good music. And they can give Benita a hand. She made it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yes! Today is Benita's 67th birthday, and she's already got on some. This is going to be a good year. When you wear shoes like that, girl, it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, I borrowed them, so.
Oh, hold on. It's her birthday. It's not yours. You can go back to your seat.
Tell me. No, I just...
We have a new Earth Saturday.
Yours is Saturday?
I don't know your birthday, Monday. Baby. I'm sorry.
Monday. You ready, y'all? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Benita. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Benita, you mean you came and spent your birthday with us? You are kid. Thank you. Huh?
Oh, the ball, tomorrow's the real party? No.
Yeah. I said I'm
going
to come to church tonight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if I'm in New Jersey, then I will come.
That's awesome. Oh, look at that.
Brother Dean, so
amen.
He ain't coming.
So praise God.
Isn't it great having Sister Kathy here? Do y'all love Sister Kathy?
Amen.
I tell you what, if you don't do anything in the women's ministry but give, give. Find some people to give. Amen. Isn't that a great thing?
Amen.
What you going to do till Jesus comes? Just give. You know, amen.